the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a passionate show that lets you and teaches you and talks to you and you talk to us about how to control your genes to live longer and healthier. Great stories this week on Gary Ginsberg's What's Toxic and What's Not. Are coffee pods leaching plastic toxins into your cup of Joe? That's at 6:17 after the hour, 17 after this hour, no matter what time you're listening to us. Paris makes mass transit free during the air pollution alert. Why does Paris have an air pollution alert? BPA plastic still leaches endocrine disruptors. What can you do in choosing both the plastic you eat out of and even the cans you buy out of? And then what did the upstate New York coke plant do that has cost them $24 million in fines and may constitute a public health crisis? You'll find all this out at 17 after the hour with Gary Ginsberg, and we're going to find out from him a lot. I'm here with Bridget, and you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've got some great stories about food and non-food items. One of the items, diabetes and hypertension in middle age. What do they mean by that? Between 40 and 60 contributes to memory loss when you get to be 80. So the key is make sure you control your blood sugar. If you have diabetes or risk for it, start exercising, start controlling that blood sugar, and you'll get a technique pretty soon, but on your iPhone, to measure your blood sugar minute to minute. But until you do, learn how to do it without that. But in fact, controlling blood pressure and controlling blood sugar in middle age, key for managing your memory as you get older, for keeping memories as you get older. So, by the way, other important items, managing stress and doing a little physical activity. By the way, you can listen to replays of these shows or get the shows you miss anytime at RadioMD.com. RadioMD.com. Go to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and look at the archives all the way back for, I think it's 13 years now. You can find, we're coming up on our 13th anniversary in September. Bridget's here with me now. Bridget, you've got the story from Brazil about how Brazil is saying to its corporations, look, you're not as important for our well-being in Brazil as the health of our citizens. What did they say about food choices for the Brazilian citizens?
Well, so they have developed these new food guidelines that are very interesting and very different from America. So, yes, they're putting their population first and by trying to make easy-to-follow guidelines, which is something that the United States could learn from. They've switched their guidelines to more of a food-based approach instead of focusing on specific nutrients, which is one thing that a lot of comments have been submitted to the Health and Human Services and USDA about for creating the 2015 guidelines for the United States. But some of the guidelines that they've proposed are limiting consumption of ready to consume foods and drink products, eating regular meals and paying attention to what you're eating, trying to eat with others, and eating in appropriate environments. So they have more of a focus on fresh and seasonal produce, and a lot of common or basic guidelines that are easy for consumers to understand, which is probably going to help with their obesity rates.
So these are guidelines that say basically don't eat processed foods, just eat fresh foods. Don't go to all-you-can-eat restaurants, which, by the way, they have is all-you-can-eat restaurants in plethora in Brazilian. I guess they're called the Brazilian steakhouses. You can eat all the, you can eat salads and fish there too, but in addition to the steakhouses. But they're saying instead of going to those, what we really want you to do is, in fact, go to prepare the, your own foods, and the more you eat at home, the better. Is that right?
Yeah, that is. The focus is on real food, cooking, and family meals, instead of trying to tell people what percentage of saturated fat they should have or a percentage of certain nutrients. So it's a more comprehensive overview that is less confusing for consumers.
And in doing that, since they've started to do that, have they seen any change, or is this just a recommendation starting this year, or is that why it's so news, it's just now?
I'm pretty sure that these are new. I looked up the obesity rates in Brazil, and they were talking about how a major issue with their population is obesity rates that have risen far more quickly among people with lower incomes than they did among the wealthiest Brazilians, and that was between, that data was collected between 1975 and 2003. So it seems like they have a more separated or a higher disparity among lower income populations. So now, hopefully these will help, because they're a much more basic approach that would be easier to understand for lower income and lower education populations.
Now, are there many fast food restaurants in Brazil? Because another one of the stories relates that the more fast food restaurants you pass on the way to, from work, and are exposed to, and it turns out most people get exposed to fast food during the working day, the more you get exposed to them, the fatter you are. Do they have fast food restaurants in Brazil?
I've never been to Brazil, but I'm going to assume that they have fast food restaurants. My neighbors are actually from Brazil, and they go back every summer. I should ask them how it compares. But I think that every country has adapted to the American lifestyle of fast food restaurants, which indicate is not a good thing based on the new study that they conducted in the UK. And the UK researchers, they looked at people's exposure to fast food chains around their homes, at work, and then commuting from home to work, and they found that the group that was most exposed to fast food shops in all three of the environments, work, home, and commuting, they had a combined BMI that was 1.21 greater than the group that was least exposed, and they also found that the most exposed group was twice as likely to be obese compared to the group that was least exposed. So what the researchers concluded is that the policies aimed at improving diets and limiting fast food availability would probably be the most effective if it's centered around workplaces. I think that what would be the most effective in the United States is all fast food chains are posting the calorie information, that will incentivize the companies to create healthier options, and then it will also make people more aware of their choices that they're making at fast food chains. So hopefully we'll see healthier options offered, and that would be ideal.
Now, you just completed an internship, if I can say, at the Consumer Science in the Public Interest, which has done a lead and a major work in trying to get us healthier food. Did they have any hope that the fast food restaurants are going to go towards healthier food?
They do. And actually, they're focusing a lot of their efforts on educating people about the nutrient content of foods when they're eating out, and then teaching them how to order healthier options because of the focus on eating out in the United States, and they don't think that it's going anywhere. So it's important for people to know how to choose healthier options and then to incentivize companies to offer
those. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk with Gary Ginsberg, What's Toxic, What's Not, a series of great articles, for example, on BPA, on coffee pods. but you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike Roizen on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And we're privileged, and I really mean that, because it's one of the sections I look forward to every week because I get to learn so much from him. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic, what's not? And Gary, this week, one of the stories that caught my eye was that Paris made riding on the metro free. And why would they do that this week?
Well, it was last weekend, and they had incredibly high particulate levels and ozone levels. They were having an early season heat wave and stagnation effect, which is unusual to have this early in the spring. But anyway, their air quality was at historically bad levels. And they were quite frankly concerned about all the mortality. And mortality means people dying in the streets from getting choked and smogged with all the air pollution. So what the town fathers said, I don't know if they have mayors or whatever their higher-ups in France are, the Paris authorities said, we got to get the cars off the road because we know that a good chunk, perhaps this time of the year, especially when they're not running a lot of heat-to-heat homes, a good chunk of the air pollution is coming from cars. And so they said, let's get people out of their cars and into mass transit. We're going to make mass transit free for the entire weekend at the rate of about 4 million euros a day it cost the city. And people flocked to the mass transit. They also, on the following Monday, which was this past Monday, said that you had to have an odd-numbered license plate if you wanted to drive into the city, and swapped it Tuesday for the other. So they restricted driving into Paris. Paris normally does have a lot of traffic, some stagnation, and this has helped dramatically with this particular burst of air pollution. And I bet, you know, I haven't seen the statistics, but, you know, when you look at these statistics of infirmity and death caused by air pollution, there's oftentimes a two-day lag. So if you look at the hospital records compared to the air pollution data, the air pollution gets bad. 2 days later, you see all the mortality at the hospital. So hopefully there is no lag, there is no halo of death associated with this latest air pollution, because hopefully they were able to head it off. But it's a lesson for other cities, not just places like Beijing, but places like L.A. as well and New York, that if you do see bad air days coming and you want to head off all that extra mortality, and by the way, a lot of that mortality is in older people who have people who are wheezing when they walk up a flight of stairs. It's not for your marathon runner. They can handle that kind of air pollution level, but it's for people who are on the edge of emphysema, bronchitis, COPD, these kinds of compromised lung function. They might actually die from high particulate levels in the air. So that's what they were trying to head off. And to me, I'd never heard of any place giving totally free passes for mass transit. So I think that's a great concept if you can afford to do it.
Now, let me go and ask you another key question, if you will. That is, why are you worried about the cup of coffee in the morning that's delivered from the individual pod machine, you know, like those Keurig or Green Mountain machines?
Right, yeah, no. The other day I was with my family over at a museum, and we had to wait to take the docent tour. And so we're standing around in the lobby, and they had one of those pod machines where, you know, you could pay $2 or so and get an individual cup of coffee. And I thought, that's novel, but, you know, how is this thing put together? And sure enough, it's a little plastic cup filled with coffee that you stick in the machine. It gets punctured, hot water rinses out the coffee into your cup, and presto bango, you've got a cup of freshly brewed coffee. I guess the purists may have an opinion about how good it is. I'm not a big coffee connoisseur. Didn't taste bad to me. So anyway, I wasn't really looking for this story, but then from Mother Jones magazine comes a concern, and I've looked into this a little bit, that the plastic in contact with the hot water for about 30 seconds to a minute is going to potentially leach plasticizers out of that little plastic cup. Now, this hasn't been tested. I don't have any data for it. But what we do know is that whenever you put hot liquids or hot food in contact with plastic, you are going to be leaching preservatives, plasticizers, various antioxidants out of and things to make the plastic. You're gonna degrade that material, even if it's supposed to be safe, microwave safe or what have you. You are gonna get some leaching. And in this day and age of BPA free, because they were asked, the Vermont people were asked, is it BPA free, and claim it is, and I trust them on that. But there's still many other plastic ingredients that could be potentially of concern. So I'm not saying that one cup of Joe coming from one of these things is going to make you grow abnormal genitalia or mammaries. It's not that big a deal or powerful effect, but it's the kind of thing that it adds to the background level in our society and of endocrine disruptors. And the more we bring these newfangled devices into common usage, without really testing them, without asking the right questions, the more we are guinea pigs. So I don't have the data. I don't really know. It's still speculative at this point. But I would say, if we don't really know, it's not the kind of thing you want to do on a daily basis. Still the old coffee filter. They used to be worried about the dioxins in the filter. That's not true anymore. So there's simpler and cheaper and easier ways to get coffee than putting it through a little plastic cup.
Well, I do, just so you know, this is in confessions, Gary, if you will, as well as advice. During the week, I have 8 to 10 cups of coffee a day, but it is brewed in a pot.
Yes.
But the lining of the, where you put the filter device is
yes.
a plastic device. It's not a glass. So I imagine I'm getting some from that. And then although it tends to go pretty close into the main area. And the second thing is that on weekends, I will have 3 or 4 cups each weekend from a Keurig machine, maybe more. I assume I've had about 4 today, which is probably about average for my average weekend. So now they could make that a glass filter. You could fill your own,
right.
if you will, and it could be made with glass. So maybe we can get them to do that.
I would think that, for heavy coffee drinkers like yourself. Boy, Mike, if I drink that much coffee, I don't think I'd sleep a wink at night. But I think that that's right. Now, there was a study not that long ago.
I need caffeine to fall asleep, Gary.
All right. Well, maybe that's like Ritalin in kids. In adults, it would be causing us to have hyperactivity if you took it as an adult. But in kids, it has the opposite effect. So anyway, there was a study a couple of years ago that looked at BPA-free drinking water vessels, BPA-free various kinds of plastic food containers, and they found and had a test. Rather than just looking at what chemicals leach out, they looked at the endocrine disruptive activity, the estrogenic activity of what could leach into the food or leach into the coffee from these kinds of devices, and they found that that just because it was BPA-free didn't mean it didn't have any endocrine activity, what comes off of plastic. So my motto and what I tell everybody is do not microwave in plastic, do not heat things up in plastic. If it's hot water just quickly running through, like on your plastic coffee filter during the week, it's probably not that big a deal, but still, non-plastic with hot materials is better than plastic.
Gary's going to stay with us right after the break for more of this, as well as more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've held Gary Ginsberg over, and during the break, he and I were talking a little basketball, and we were talking about he's going in a couple weeks to see a Knicks-Nets game. And I was going to bet you weren't going to have a soft drink out of a plastic cup, Gary.
That's true. But, you know, at least the soft drink would be a cold temperature. And I'm less worried about something that hasn't been sitting around either for a very long time or for a very high temperature in terms of it leaching anything out of either styrofoam or plastic. But that hot cup of, you know what's one of the things that I bet is a plasticizer exposure is when you get your hot cup of coffee from, let's say, the fast food place, or you're on the highway and you get something, and they put that plastic lid on, even if it's a paper cup, The plastic lid is basically getting marinated by the hot coffee, and you're going to get some leaching there. So, you know, it's one of those things to just think about. You know, you want to have your cup of coffee in a nice, proper drinking vessel, a nice mug can do it. You know, all those cups of coffee on the run do add up in terms of plasticizer exposure. So you just want to keep that in mind. Anyway, so I
well, Gary, I should tell you that although I have it out of a silver, it's a not silver, but it's with stainless steel cup. The top has plastic in it, I've noticed, so that I can control. And I'll bet every plasticizer in that plastic I've leached out over the years. I don't think they can have any more left in it, or would the plastic fall apart?
Maybe that's true. Those lids do end up falling apart after a while. They don't seat so well. Yeah, I know. It is a fast-paced life. We do end up drinking out of things that are a bit dubious, and we don't have all the test data we'd like to have. So I'd say, you know, worry is more toxic than some of our exposures, but nevertheless, try to drink out of good stuff, good containers, especially if it's hot materials, never microwave in plastic. Okay,
I need another couple questions answered. Why are you worried about the Coca-Cola plant, or why is Buffalo, New York, and Western New York health authorities worried about what's coming out of the Coca-Cola plant in New York, in upstate New York?
Okay, all right. Now, there are two kinds of Coke. There is the kind that goes into soft drinks, which I am not worried about in this story. And then there's the kind of Coke that is a foundry, and Coke referring to coal. So the coal is the fuel in these foundries, that this is a heavy, high smoke, high particulate matter kind of foundry with big ovens, Coke ovens. They produce a lot of pollution. So Coke as in coal, not Coke as in Coca-Cola or Coke as in cocaine. And so this Coke plant, this foundry in upstate New York, outside of Buffalo, has operated for many years without proper controls. There's been some criminal mischief going on. And the judge in this case called it a public health crisis from all the pollution. And we're talking about benzene-type pollution and particulate matter and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon-type pollution that was released from this plant over time. So much so that not only is the judge fining the plant, he fined them the amount that he thought wouldn't drive them out of business, but still was pretty punitive. But not only is he fining the money, but he's putting in jail the guy who was supposed to be running the environmental part of the plant. So somebody's doing jail time for this. They're spending
$24 million. You're kidding. That'll get people's attention.
Yeah. If you're going to, work at one of these plants and somehow find your way around the environmental laws and release the valve from time to time so that you don't have to change the baghouse and the scrubbers, but instead just release a valve and let all that pollution out, you do deserve to be put away for a while and send a message to other places. So, they're also putting, so it's a $24 million fine, but 12 of those $24 million is going for a big study at the University of Buffalo, my old alma mater, to actually study the surrounding community and see how much extra cancer risk or other kinds of health problems come from living outside of a coke plant that has gone poorly regulated for all the time. So it's going to be very interesting to see if that study finds anything, and it certainly would, I would speculate, fuel court cases if they do find things.
Now, Gary, you also mentioned, and I wonder how much this affects us, but a lot of the coal-fired power plants used to emit mercury and lead, and this has gotten in urban environments where the coal-fired power plants were, and then you talked about the vegetables, especially green vegetables, being able to concentrate this. You said, as I remember, you once talked about ragweed plants concentrated even better. So you put you plant ragweed plants there, it concentrates it, then you got to figure out what to do with the ragweed plants, but at least you've concentrated it and it will get it out of the way.
Yeah, no. The evidence that plants like ragweed will actually clean up the soil in any kind of a time frame, we don't recommend that. That's the long slow boat to China. And by the way, China is a big part of the coal pollution from mercury and lead because they tend to use dirty coal, dirtier coal. But look, if you are in an urban area, whether it's from car exhaust, which used to be leaded, whether it's from old power plants, or whether it's just from lead paint, you're going to have lead in the soil that could be taken up relatively efficiently. Compared to other metals, lead goes into lead and cadmium are the two to worry about that gets taken up into crops. And so you want to make sure that actually there's three things you want to test for: lead, cadmium, and arsenic. Those three things in any community garden plot or urban backyard plot that you've got, you want to make sure that the soil is good for those. And if it's not, you want to then bring in some fresh topsoil, fresh manure, spend some money to really beef up the topsoil so you're not growing in heavily contaminated soil that would get taken up into your produce. One more story, Mike, if we have time for a quick one.
Yes, please.
For many years I've been talking about perchloroethylene or tetrachloroethylene and dry cleaners, and how when you bring your clothing home from the dry cleaner, you want to air it out so that you don't contaminate your indoor air with the solvent. The reason it's called dry cleaning is not that there's no liquids involved at all, but the liquid solvent, the cleaner that they use, is this chlorinated solvent that is very volatile, and it off-gases so fast that the clothing gets clean and then comes out almost dry immediately just with a little heat process. So there's no water involved, so to speak. But anyway, that chemical doesn't completely leave the clothes, and you can bring it into your home, and it's slowly off the residue of this perk slowly off-gases in your home. And what is the health consequence of that? We've known in animal studies that PERC is an animal carcinogen, but the evidence from PERC workers, in other words, dry cleaners, the people working in the dry cleaning industry, has been mixed, I'll say. Well, now a new study has just been released that summarizes the results. It's called a meta-analysis, so it summarizes the results of about 15 epidemiology studies that have looked at all these dry cleaner workers, and it has shown a 50% increase in bladder cancer risk in the dry cleaning industry. So,
the message is hang your dry cleaning outside, let it aerate outside before you take it in. And we're going to find out next week from you, Gary, where we can get healthy dry cleaning. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We're in the final segment. We doubt we're going to have time for a tip today, but there are many tips you've probably already received. What type of tuna should we eat, Bridget? That's in the story on making fish safer. If you're going to avoid forfish, you want to avoid tilefish, mackerel, shark, and what's the other one? Tuna. And what kind of tuna can you eat is relatively safe?
Did you say swordfish?
I did not say swordfish. Swordfish is one you avoid. So is shark, swordfish?
King mackerel. Shark, tilefish.
And tilefish.
And then orange roughy and tuna.
Okay.
So the type of tuna that you want to consume that has less mercury is light tuna. And you want to avoid the white albacore because that has higher levels of mercury. And then fish and shellfish that are low in mercury that are good to consume are salmon, shrimp, and catfish, tilapia, scallops, oysters, herring, sardines, and trout.
The only one with enough DHA in them are ocean trout and salmon. So really, we should limit our fish as much as possible to non-fried versions of trout, ocean trout, and salmon. Now, the other study that I loved was this one on daily exercise lowers breast cancer risk. And this was getting more than an hour of physical activity every day, and that includes walking, radically reduces a woman's chance of getting breast cancer, as well as increases your mental function as you get older. So there are two wonderful stories about that. Now, what about, we're doing quick hits now, what about omega-3s and blood pressure? Bridge?
Yeah. The omega-3s and blood pressure, they found that omega-3s can significantly reduce people's blood pressure, and that the most significance was observed in the people that had high blood pressure. And
so this is the best thing for people with, so this is the best thing for people with high blood pressure, getting omega-3, that is DHA omega-3, decrease their blood pressure about 4.5 millimeters of mercury on the upper number and decrease the bottom number as well. So one of the great things is just what you take for your brain helps your blood pressure reduce and helps your brain a second way. The next story that we should cover, spices and herbs. Tell us about that.
We talked about that. That was about the lower sodium from increasing your intake of spices and herbs from the behavioral intervention, the study that they conducted that was funded by McCormick Spices. And so they found...
Right, and what it is, we ought to say once more, the more spices in your food, the lower your chance of getting a lot of sodium. So spice your food, learn to spice it. It is individual for the spices. We should say that this is colon cancer screening month. The death rate of colon cancer has decreased 3% per year in the last decade. And the incidence of the disease, because people are finding polyps in early stage, they aren't developing into cancers, has dropped 30% in the last decade. So some of the real benefits, if you look from 1975, women, it's down about 50%. In men, it's down about 50% over that period of time, largely because of screening. There are all kinds of ways you screen. You don't have to get a colonoscopy. You can do a at-home stool test every year, or maybe every 5 years if you do DNA sequencing. That's something that should be coming soon to a drugstore near you. Another great story this week. Most major third-hand smoke compound, that is, they have found the compound in smoke that when it settles and is on a couch or in a couch or on a wall, and they apparently get in there and settle, this compound is even stronger than the original compounds in smoke, because it gets something in the air or whatever to make it stronger that is associated with changing your DNA and causing cancer. There also is a study of that large airborne particles, not just the small ones from cars, but large airborne particles, as you would get in dust and you get in a leaf blower, etc., those large particles seem to trigger inflammation and cause plaque rupture in your arteries. So it's a relatively serious thing. What do you think about the study to test chocolate pills for heart health, Bridget?
Oh, I thought that it was really interesting, and I think that it shows how much potential there is in future research studies to look at taking specific nutrients that we know are effective and making them into pills.
Concentrating it. So I thought most women would rather have the chocolate and even the calories from the chocolate rather than the pill.
I think you're probably right.
Another randomized controlled study. This is part of the larger study done in Europe, or in Canada rather, with McGill University, compared vitamin C and vitamin D in elderly people and looked at mental dysfunction, looked at health in general. And the interesting thing, vitamin C improved mood in tremendously, 70% between depression and mood swings in general. Really remarkable. And boosted microvascular function. Citrus is not the best source of vitamin C. It is guava, yellow bell peppers, black currants, red chili peppers, kale, and gold kiwis all have more. Also, tomatoes are a rich source of vitamin C. Another one, I love this story about the new Hyundai car that runs on poop. Why is it so good? Well, this is a story. There's a Hyundai car that's hydrogen gas powered. They've really sealed the gas tank so you don't have problems with explosions or other things. But they're giving free gas, that is. It comes from poop. There aren't enough gas stations, if you will, but it's the poop is metabolized by microorganisms into hydrogen. It goes into your car, and then the only toxin that comes out of your car is, interestingly enough, water. So may add to the water, but nothing else. I don't know what the microbes do. We'll have to find that out. But the cars are being sold by Hyundai only in Southern California. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. You can find us anytime on iHeartRadio or in podcasts on RadioMD.com. RadioMD.com. Look at the archives. You can look up anything we say. We tweet every week at Dr. Mike Roizen. We'll tweet the best stories of the week. From Bridget and myself, we thank Sonar, Gary Ginsberg, our guests, and that wonderful book on arthritis, The New Science of Arthritis. We'll be right back next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.